QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, which is good. Are there any bulletins, announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q.
LAN.
K86LAN, go ahead.
Thank you, Tom. For those that are interested, I will be attending a bridge, dam bridge, whatever it is, meeting tomorrow, and we'll be disseminating the information as an update in the near future. So hopefully it'll be good news to go along with all the other good news that we're getting from Caltrans on the 330 highway. 86LAN, thank you.
Okay, Bill, thanks for that update. And, yeah, it's great to see they're making progress. I know that dam project was quite an undertaking, and I think they were a little optimistic on their original schedule. So, but I think we're getting into the close and the finish and should be good this summer. Are there any other announcements? Please call KF6Q. Alrighty, the only announcements I have are that we will be doing more of our Tech Tuesday workshops throughout this summer, and as soon as the weather gets good, oh, wait a minute, it is good. So, got a lot of good things planned. We do a lot of hands-on building, and if you do attend, let us know. Bring a little material offset money. You possibly always walk away with one of the things we build that day, so just to cover the cost of the material we buy. Anyway, topics for the evening, we're going to discuss TLTs, and we always have our DX report, too. A couple other things we may kick out there depending on our time, so TLT, that's what's going to kind of match up your line, and we'll get into that after we start the net. All in all, I will now call our roster, which is under construction, by the way. And if you don't hear your name on here, please check in at the end. And these are just our listeners out there. Appreciate all you guys being out there week to week. So I'm going to start out with WB6CLZ Mike.
WB6CLZ present and accounted for. Good evening, Tom and the net.
All right, Mike, and thanks for being a co-moderator. You know what I mean. Sticking by my side there. Good, buddy. WB6CIN, Cindy.
She's going to be listening, but she's on the landline right now, so check her in.
All right, Mike, got her checked in here, and if we get some new people at the end there, I don't have a pencil and paper with me. See if we can jot these guys down. So, all right, how about KA6CIA George in Lucerne? I know, I think he just forgot. He's always out there. How about KE6RJ Harry? Are you on the mountain or are you on Echolink? We'll give you a little space. contacting her there. Artie, real quick call, KJ6FEX, Alan in Corona. And this is KF6Q on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater with Tech Tuesday, every Tuesday, and we can do it. How about AF6ZJ, Guy in Rosemont? Are you out there this evening, Guy? Yeah, nothing heard. How about KI6SKN, Chris, Big Bear City?
Evening, Tom, and everyone out there. KI6SKN.
Hey, Chris. By the way, I got your emails, and they're really cool. And haven't had a chance to return your phone call. Sorry about that. KJ6HZS, Mike in Fonskin, are you out there?
Good evening, Tom and Annette. This is KJ6HZS. Can't wait to hear about tonight's net.
All right, Mike. Thanks for being out there. By golly, got you checked in. You're there every week. How about KJ6FIL, Mike in Redlands?
KJ6FIL down here in Redlands. I think I'm here.
Golly, Mike. It sounds like you're there, and I think you're another guy that's like there just about every week, if not more. All right, we're going to kind of scan through the list here. Some of these people don't check in. We got Calbout, KJ6, KDL, Jim, Sugarloaf.
KJ6, KDL here with KJ6, KDK.
All righty, Jim, KDL, KDK, Jim and Rosemary. Jim, also another co-moderator there. Appreciate that work you do for us, Jim. Let's see here. How about KJ6DBQ? Peggy, are you still in Big Bear City? Okay, don't hear her out there. How about W6GZI, Frank? And nothing here. KI6IQA, Kelly.
Good evening. KI6IQA. Hadn't heard Mike in a while out there. I was starting to get concerned, but I guess he's he's with us. Redlands Mike, that is. Okay, back to net.
Okay, thanks, Kelly. Appreciate you being out there. Let's see. Let's throw out there K9AOG Steve. Are you out there? All righty, nothing heard. K6GVL, Ron in Green Valley.
Evening, Tom. K6GVL, Ron, Green Valley Lake.
All right, Ron. Hey, glad to have you with us this week. We call your name whether you're there or not, buddy. So, glad to have you with us. How about AD6PL, Harold, down there in Riverside?
AD6PL.
There's another guy with the most check-ins we got going here, list here. Let's see here. KJ6RAY, Ray. And nothing heard. W6AWL, Art. Now, Art, I know Art is with the Jeepers up here this evening. Art, are you on frequency yet? Okay, guess not yet. He'll be breaking in a little bit later. We're going to do a little demo of ham radio for the Jeepers, who are still CBers. Anyway, that's CB. That stands for Crappy Band, I heard. Somebody said that. I'm not sure. How about W6JLM, Judith and Sugarloaf?
Good evening, Tom. This is W6JLM, and that was pretty funny.
Oh, if you like that one, we got more. And there's another drum roll. W6KMM, is he right there by you?
Good evening, Mr. Fry. This is W6KMM.
All right, Ken. Appreciate having you guys back up in the hill, at least for a little while. the travelers. We'll call them the travelers. All right. And let's see here. How about, he was on there earlier. Don't know. It might be tied up. KI6OHN, John, Big Bear City. Nothing heard. But he was on there earlier. KJ6DBU, Will. Righty, don't hear him out there, and don't know if she'll be out here. KI6OHI, Yomar, are you out there with us this evening? And nothing heard. KI6MAM, Bill and Landers. Yeah, nothing heard. How about W6KVC, Gary? Nothing heard. KD6LAN, Bill, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I just have a short message for Judith, if you're still listening. Judith, don't encourage him, please. All right, KD6LAN.
It's all fun. Anyway, how about the man who likes to drive Model A's up the mountain? It's WB6. Got this one here wrong. WB6PBZ, Ray. Hey, he's probably not out there in the shop. And moving down here, let's see, he checked in last week. How about KJ6BCK Adam, Garden Grove? And nothing heard. And let's see, moving down here, how about KA6ROD, Rod?
Good evening, everyone, KA6ROD.
Fastest shotgun draw in the West. All right, Rod, thanks for having you out there. How about KJ6DBS Leon and Arrow Bear? And nothing heard. How about K6OKG, Robert? I think he's over there by Onyx. He's still there. And nothing heard. KB6LTY Christy in Apple Valley.
KB6LTY here.
Hey, Christy, glad to have you with us this evening. And let's see here. How about AE6TV, Hans? And nothing heard. I got one more guy here. And how about NQ7RD, Rick and Corona? Are you out there? He's probably trying to fix that problem he had with his radio. That's most of the list as I have it. Mike, if you get a chance, let's see who else we have listening in. Jot these guys down. Any other listeners out there just want to check in this evening, please come back to KF6Q. Okay, a little weakening of the repeater there. Try that one more time. You're almost there, but that's good. I think Mike got that. Anybody else?
Kilo Juliet 6, Bravo Tango Lima, visitor from San Diego.
All right, San Diego, that's good. Anybody else?
KJ6, IAP, Chino.
All righty, Chino, got you in there. Also, repeater was ID, and we'll ID right now ourselves. This is KF6Q with the Tech Tuesday Net, promoting technical aspects and all the fun with amateur radio on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. Anybody else out there as a guest would like to check in, please come back to KF6Q.
Good evening, K6YNW.
There he is. Chris, is that Chris?
Affirmative.
Yeah, I need to get an update on my sheet here, and KI, you know, that's a different one. got to get this updated. So, oh, K6YNW. There, I got you on here. Why did I skip you? I don't know. Sorry. I do apologize. I have you on my list. Anybody else out there would like to check in, please come back.
Tom, this is KJ6HCS. My dad called. He'd like to be checked in as a courtesy. His is K6EKX. He's listening on a scanner. He has no antennas or none of his gear running.
All righty, that's, was that K6EKX?
Affirmative, Kilo 6, Echo King X-ray.
Hey, roger that. My partner there, Mike, WB6CLZ, hopefully writing all these down, as he should be. Anybody else out there, please come back.
KJ6LJF.
All righty, LJF, got you in here. Anybody else, please come back. All right, KF6Q here on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater with Tech Tuesday. Anybody else, always welcome to check in and join in either way, any point in time. Questions, answers, suggestions, always appreciated. Well, let's see here. Before we get into our topic of the evening, we like to do a little DX report. DX meaning long distance radio work, which is primarily on the HF bands. And all you tech class people out there, you can get on 10 meter, and that's considered one of the HF bands. And if you want to do Morse code, 15 meters, 40 meters, 80 meter bands open to you on Morse code. Anyway, Mike, WB6CLZ, anything cooking out there with the sunspots? Let's get a little weather report, solar that is, first, if you have any, and then follow up with a little DX, and we'll see who else has got DX after that. WB6CLZ, please come back to KF6Q, net control.
Okay, Tom, KF6Q, WB6CLZ, and I will try to leave a little more space next time. Sorry about that. Well, things aren't that good. We had a solar storm go through today. KP index went up to 6, kind of goofed things up. Right now it's at 3, so, you know, the bands are usable right now, but not very good. We've got a real high solar wind, and, you know, sunspots are 80, so substantial, but a lot of interference with, in especially in the polar regions. May get some auroras tonight. A lot of stuff going on that's not good. But usually, in a day or so after that happens, things clear up and conditions get good. So stand by. I've been neglecting DX again. My best DX of the day was a CACW QSO today in Hannibal, Missouri. So I can't brag. I can't do anything but say, you know, sorry about that. But I bet you there's somebody else out there that's had better luck and been digging through the bands a little more than I have. So let's see what they have to say. Back to you, net control, Tom, KF6Q, WB6CLZ.
Okay, roger that, and once I get all my stuff organized here, and that will be coming up in the next following few months, I'll find my HF rig first. I can see the antenna. It's still up in the air, kind of drooping, but it's there. So anyway, anybody else out there would like to contribute to the DX report? Any other good contacts out there or cool stuff, or even if just the same old stuff, please come back to Net Control.
KF6QS is there, wishing everybody a nice evening. I just finished my net with the Morocco Basin, and I did not hear your announcement. I would like to hear what you have to say. This is KF6QS, back to you.
Well, good evening there, Guy, and I think you're out there in 29 Palms every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, 1900 hours. I do the Tech Tuesday net with a little help from a couple of other people out there and a whole bunch of listeners. Glad you could join us. And we talk about everything that we can think of about ham radio and then some. So glad to have you in this evening. And right now we're doing our little DX report thing. Anybody out there with good reports? So Anyway, Guy, anything you'd like to say or contribute at the moment, please come back real quick. KF6Q.
Okay, I just finished the net because I'm the net master on the second Tuesday of the month. But I'd like to ask a question about the HF. When I am on Big Bear, I'm at the radio, or any other, like the Shriner or something like that, I don't know if it's my antenna or not. Maybe somebody can direct me in the right direction. Sometimes I hear everybody really clear, and just in once, it's just like a fry pan. If I turn off my radio and turn it back on, sometimes it come back clear, sometimes it don't. The fry pan still there, and it come clear or not, on and off. Why?
Well, Dee, if that's on the HF bands, I know it's not uncommon. Are you talking about checking in, say, on 3935 or on the repeater?
No, I'm just on 3935. Because I go on 3935, I go on also on the 40 meter. It's the same thing. I get it on all the band. I don't know if it's the weather, if everybody have it. I know yesterday, not this morning, excuse me, on the 39, 75, 80 meter, it was awful. For a while, I hear everybody up to Alaska, down to San Diego, clear as a bell, and just in once it was so foggy I couldn't even hear what they were saying. I know they were there, even in San Luis Obispo or in Los Angeles. I know they were there, but I couldn't understand what they say. Then, just in once, everybody thing was clear for about 5-10 minutes. On the, go on and off, on and off. Do you have any idea, or it's natural?
Info.
Yeah, Guy, we got some info coming in here, and we've covered a lot of propagation on some of the Tech Tuesday topics. And I'm going to say it's a propagation thing, but let's go ahead and listen to this info. We got some info coming in. Please go ahead.
Tom and Guy, this is Mike WB6CLZ. Yeah, the band, especially the lower 80, 40 meters, are really sketchy sometimes in the morning. Close to 8, 9 o'clock, we have a rag chew for the BBARC. A lot of, about 4 or 5 of us guys get on regularly. And 75 meters, 39, 35, sometimes when I'm down the hill in Placentia, it's like that, Guy, exactly like you're describing, where they'll be there and then for 5 minutes, they kind of fade out. And it's just probably propagation. As long as your radio and antenna and everything are working good other times, the sun is becoming more active, and I think that's what you're probably experiencing. Back to net control.
Okay, Mike, appreciate that. Guy, does that help at all? I mean, I guess that if it's propagation, I guess that just means there's not much we can do about it. You know, that's radio. Things will get a lot better as we get, I think the peak of the sunspot cycle is supposed to be next year, unless I'm mistaken, and things should be getting better as we move to that. But, yeah, I know with 40 meters especially, you can, I am up here in Sugarloaf, and I've had issues trying to talk to somebody right down in Rancho Cucamonga, won't even hear them. But then again, I'll talk to somebody up north, clear as a bell. So yeah, it's all about the propagation. Does that help you any at all?
It helped me a lot because I got the fairly new radio. It's the ICOM 746 Pro. And I don't know, it was working perfect last year, but this year it's getting worse and worse. So like you said, it's a propagation. But I wanted to be sure. I thought it was that. But I wanted to be sure of it, and so even I'm not a pro at radio like some people, but I've been only 15 years. Some people have been 50 years on it. I'm not. I'm that old, but I'm not that old on radio. I thank you very much for the info. So I won't try to twist my antenna or do anything else. I just leave it like it is. I thank you very much and wish everybody a very, very nice evening. God bless you all.
LAN.
Okay, appreciate that. Yeah, LAN, go ahead.
Yeah, Gee, this is Bill, KD6LAN. I put out this theory before, and I'm kind of going to stick by it because I've heard you call the net on Saturday morning, and I noticed that sometimes you come in clear as a bell, and other times you come in where you're barely readable. And the times where you're clear as a bell, there is very little wind from your area, and the times that you're barely readable, I've noticed that there's a good wind blowing through your area. And break, I'm going to reset. Anyway, continuing, I firmly believe that the problem that you're experiencing down there has to do with static electricity caused by the wind blowing sand. There is some fine sand down there, as you well know. And I think if you start looking at the weather pattern and the wind patterns down there, not only on your transmit, but especially on your receive, I think you'll notice that whenever the wind is blowing and the sand is blowing around, that you're going to experience trouble. That's my theory, and I've been listening to you now for a couple of years, and that's where it's coming from. KD6, all in.
KD6, all in. Thank you for the info. Now, I have my antenna at almost 50 feet high. Because I get angio, I get way down very clearly. Do you think I should have an antenna, leave my antenna at 50 feet and put one about 10 feet high or 12 feet high? Do you think that will help?
Bill, you want to take that?
Oh, no. Tom or Mike would probably be better asking or answering that question. I'm not that technical as far as my knowledge goes. It's just that I have noticed over the last couple of years that I've listened to you, when the wind is blowing down there, as we all know, sand hitting metal will cause static or create a static occurrence. And I firmly believe that that is what's causing your problem one way or the other. So you may want to research that and look at the weather patterns when you're on the radio. If the wind is blowing and you have a problem, and if you don't have a problem and the wind is not blowing, that could very well be your answer. KD6LAN.
Got your message very clearly, but like I said in a previous conversation, I do have my 2 meter about 50 feet up in the air. I have another 2 meter, exactly the same one, who I can bring down to about 8 to 10 feet. At that time, I will be off the pattern of the wind because I am I don't know if you know 29 palm or not, I am about 500 feet away from B&B Wrecking Yard, who is on the side of the hill. I'm not in town. I am on the side of the mountain. So we have very strong wind, yes. Sand, yes, but not so much. But wind, we have big, bad wind. And I think maybe I'm going to try, it was a good idea, you give me an idea, I mean, that to bring that antenna, the number 2, about 10 feet at the height of the house, like if I was putting it on a roof. Maybe that will help. What do you think?
I really don't know. I would suggest maybe talking to Tom or Mike. They're much more knowledgeable than I am. I was just trying to put out an idea and a theory of what I've noticed in the last couple of years. So I honestly don't know.
So does that mean you're going to throw it back to Net Control, Bill?
Yeah. And I'm sorry I brought it up, but I have noticed that with his transmissions over the last couple of years, and I think you guys are much more knowledgeable about it than I am. It's
so let them talk.
That's what I've noticed. Back to Net Control, KD6LN.
All right, Gee, if you want to stand by just a second, we'll have an answer for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Anytime you say, I have all night.
Okay, roger that. Very good point. Mike, if you want to be out there and back me up on this, we've done propagation many times. Here is what's happening. Our repeater that we're talking on right now, top of the mountain, 8,200 feet plus and some change. I'm not sure exactly. That's way up there. Great, great footprint. Now, here's what happens. If we have a temperature inversion layer on the Inland Empire down the hill in the other direction from Gee, that temperature inversion layer creates a barrier and causes problems with people that are below it, like Ray and Rancho. We have Steve down there on Long in Huntington Beach because they're trying to bounce off of it. At the same time, or at a different time, when we have winds blowing, you can't move your antenna out of the wind. That's not going to help. It's the wind up high that causes a charged layer, a static layer. And that's what's causing the problems. And there is basically nothing we can do about it. I'm going to send it over to Mike real quick. And Mike, you want to add to that, or what do you think? This is KF6Q. Send it over to WB6CLZ.
Okay, Tom, KF6Q, WB6CLZ. Yeah, there's other factors, too, that can be involved with what... regarding what Tom just discussed, look up tropospheric ducting. Similar, only the inversion layer forms a duct, and radio waves get trapped in that and can go long distances. But instead, you're probably reflecting off the lower end of a duct or something like that. The other thing that Mark and I were doing, some W6MRK when he was here, some experiments, and regarding moisture, when we have a marine layer, a pretty heavy marine layer in, there's also some sort of an inversion layer. When it's moist, a lot of times the repeater on my end down in Placentia gets staticky. You know, I don't get as good a signal. All kinds of factors involved. You know, radio is a hinky thing. But, yeah, there's all kinds of factors involved. And I think Tom probably has called that one right as an inversion layer type thing. And really, nothing you can do about it. You could get up above it, but you'd have to be in the same duct or in the same level that the repeater was in to get through it, get to the repeater with a good signal. I think that's probably about it. Back to Net Control, KF6Q, WB6CLZ.
Yeah, roger that, and I'll call for anybody else who's got stuff to add there in just a moment. Yeah, not so much ducting, it's just penetrating that first layer. And anybody trying to reach the repeater now, it's not a problem for us up here in Big Bear. My gosh, we're above it all. It's not a problem. And this is just, we're talking 2 meter now. I think Bill Gee's original question was with HF. And HF, same basic thing. Same things come into play, just at different levels in the atmosphere. So essentially, what can you do about it? Absolutely nothing. You live with it, and it's just radio. It's the way it is. Anybody else out there, anything else to add, please go ahead. Come back now. All right, either we got it covered or everybody's chicken. Anyway, Guy, hopefully that answered your question. And if you kind of tune in once in a while, we don't really have an outlined schedule of Tech Tuesday, but we do try to let people know a little bit in advance. And we do cover, it's a really interesting subject about propagation and stuff like that. And we'll get back to it. We've done it a few times. But, yeah, Guy, I know right now you are directly in line with a mountain. Sugarloaf is right in line with you, so you're kind of going around that mountain to hit the repeater. If anything else gets in the way, it just probably chops you off there, so not much you can do. But I hope that helped. Send it back to you, Guy, just real quick.
Thank you for all of that, Phil. You relieved my heart of a big weight, and I thank all of you to help me. Is what radio amateurs are for, to help each other. Even some people forget about it. They are selfish. They don't want to trade the whole idea with the new people. But that's the way we learn. By tradition and the old telling the young their experience. And that on the radio is beautiful. I thank you everybody for your help. God bless you and have a beautiful evening. Thank you very much. K6TUX, back to net control.
Okay, Guy, glad we could help you out and hang out. There's a bunch of stuff that we talk about there, and just to get it out there in the open. Real quick, before you go, Guy, how old were you on your last birthday?
Last birthday?
How old are you now?
Well, my guy, why are you proposing me? I am not your type, you know that. Well, I got married 3 years ago. She's 70. And I am 84.
Okay, Guy, well, 84. We'll be talking to you when you're 85. So thanks for being out there with Ham Radio. Appreciate that. Alrighty, let's see. I think we started out, we're talking about DX. Anybody, anything else out there to add on DX for this last week or propagation, I guess? Might as well go with that a little bit. Please come back to Net Control.
AF6ZJ for a late check-in. Sorry about that.
Right, AF6ZJ, glad to have you with us. And we'll check in your wife there, too. We got your name, her name right next to it. Anyway, anybody right now, Guy, we're talking about just some DX and basically propagation. Anybody else out there, anything to add to that? And if not, we'll get moving on to our topic. But we'll leave a little break here.
KI6SKN.
Ah, Chris, glad to have you out there. Go ahead.
What time do you start at net on Tuesday?
One second there, Chris. Guy, we started at 7 o'clock every Tuesday.
Good. I did not know that, believe it or not. It's not on a bulletin. It's not on an announcement. But I'm glad I'm going to put it on my worksheet. And after the 7 o'clock roll call we have on the Marengo Basin, I will jump on to join you.
Okay, I appreciate that, Guy. And Mike, why don't you make sure his name gets on the list that you're going to email me there. So, all right, Guy, thanks a bunch. I'm going to hand it over to Chris, KI6SKN. Go ahead.
I was goofing around a little bit DXing this last week. Not much. Let's see, on Friday, made a couple contacts, few contacts. See, looks like everything was pretty much on 17-meter. British Virgin Islands, Belgium, France, Puerto Rico. That's about it. Didn't do a whole lot.
And then a couple days ago, actually in the evening, and this is on 20 meter at 9:15 in the evening, which usually 20 meters pretty quiet then. But one guy popped up real loud and clear, Dimitri in the Ukraine. So I and a bunch of other people in the United States got to make contact with him. That's pretty much all I did in the way at DXMS last week. KI6SKN, back to net control.
Well, hey, Chris, appreciate that. That's pretty cool. And, you know, it's amazing because I know the height of your antenna, and but on 20, you know, you're actually up way high enough, and you're still getting this huge omnidirectional pattern out there. Saw a footprint drawn on a sheet on that once from a guy in Australia, and you look at this footprint from a dipole and you say, okay, well, but the thing is, those big hoops that he's contacting are halfway across the world, you know, and it was about 100 watts I think he was running, so it'd be amazing if we could just see that visually, but I guess that's going to probably be impossible unless somebody has some RF sunglasses we can buy. So anyway, sounds like you're doing really good there. Ukraine, my gosh, and Puerto Rico, you're like all the extremes out there. And appreciate that report, Chris. Thanks a bunch. Anybody else out there? Anything else to add to the DX? If not, we'll move on to our topic. We have a little space here.
Well, talking about DX, I'm not much of a DX man. I don't know nothing about it. But the other day, I was, I don't remember which frequency, I will have to look at the card, but the guy sent me a card from Serbia. If you know, Serbia is next to Russia. Used to be a Russian territory at one time. When I received the card by a relay in Oxnard, I think, I was flipped. I thought he had the wrong address. No, no, it was me. So it was my first DX. I'm very happy about it.
And KF6Q here on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater with Tech Tuesday. Tech Tuesday every Tuesday, 1900 hours. Well, that's pretty cool. Serbia. Not sure exactly where that is. I think that's where we first started practicing carpet bombing with the B-2 stealth bomber, but I'm not sure. That was a few years ago. So anyway, well, glad to hear that. Anybody else out there with anything to add to DX? Alrighty, moving ahead. Mike, let's see, I think our topic was TLTs, and I think you did a little research there. Actually, those PDFs you were talking about. Actually, I have those. There's like three of them from Chris. This guy's name is Chris. Can't think of his last name. Just had it on my tip of my tongue, but it's gone. It's late. Anyway, you want to give us a little history on that and what you found out? And then we'll move into exactly what the heck is a TLT? I mean, do you cook it 5 minutes on each side with a little Cajun seasoning, or is it better in a barbecue or in a smoker? WB6CLZ, KF6Q.
Hey, Tom, KF6Q, WB6CLZ. Well, we'll get the ball rolling with some of the history, and you can get into the technical stuff. Well, basically, a TLT, that stands for Transmission Line Transformer, and it's a circuit that was designed in 1944 by a gentleman by the name of Guanella, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right or not, but, you know, it's that's close enough. And what it is, it's an impedance transformer. They're very broadband. They're efficient and low loss. They're used for matching networks for HF and VHF antennas, and also amplifiers use them to match circuits with. Usually they're powdered iron or ferrite in material, and let's see. I think that's all I'm going to say until you give a little more dissertation on that. Back to you, Tom, KF6Q, WB6CLZ.
All right, Mike. Yeah, TLT, fancy name, transmission line transformer. I know a lot of our HF guys out there use a ugly balun or something similar, and an ugly balun is actually a trans. Besides being a balun, it's another thing. It's a one-to-one ugly balun. It is a transmission line transformer, simply one-to-one ratio. And for some of you out there saying, like, well, what's a transformer? A lot of you do know, some of you do not. And for the people who do not, wall warts, as we call them, the little things you plug in the wall, and a little wire comes out, charge your phone, charge your radio, hook up who knows what. Well, we call them wall warts, but that's a transformer. It's transforming, you know, electricity, in this case, from 120 volts to maybe 6 volts, 12 volts, AC, DC, depending on what it's made for. And that's a transformer. Well, transformers in a different fashion, but exactly the same, basically in function, we use for transforming impedance on from our radio. What's that magic impedance? Mike, our radio is what, 50 ohms?
Well, we try to stay as close to 50 ohms as we can.
Right. Well, we'll have 50 ohms coming out the back, and that's out of the radio, unless there's a tuner in there. And then it will feed that sometimes into a tuner, trying to match things up. And anyway, the good thing about a, we'll just call it TLT, is, in fact, here's another example before we even go there. We all remember the old TV antennas on the roof, and you had that little 300-ohm twin lead coming off that TV antenna. And then somebody says, hey, let's have coax on the back of the TV. Well, how do you make the two fit? You have this little black box, tiny little thing, with twin leads coming out of it, and coax coming out the other end. Well, basically, besides being a balun, because it's going from coax to, you know, twin lead, it's also a TLT, because it's going from 300 ohms to 75-ohm coax. So it's actually two things in one. And that's probably a form of TLT that we've all seen. Mike, anything to add? Hand it over to you real quick with a little space. KF6Q.
Yeah, roger that, Tom. Yeah, very popular. That's what they used to match the TVs. And I think everybody's seen. That's a fine example. Everybody's seen one of those.
And where would they come into use in ham radio? Well, actually a flat-top dipole, something that's, you know, not a inverted V, but straight across, typically has the 72 ohms is what it's supposed to be at the right height, and that would be about a quarter wave high. So that matches up real close to 75-ohm coax, but we all like to use 50. So right off the bat, you know, you're going to have a mismatch up there. So if you did run 75, then you're going to have a mismatch down to your doggone radio. You can bring it into a tuner, you know, and that'll help. But a little TLT in there, no matter where it's at, but it's very easy to have one that goes from 75 ohms right to 50 ohms. So that's one of the usages of that. Designed properly, they can work at all different power levels, some up to 500 watts, and also all the way up to 1500 watts. Anything else, Mike, you could add, and then we'll ask for questions or other comments.
Well, like you mentioned, we talked a little bit earlier about this, like the balance that you buy. Generally, if you take and crack that open in a vise or break it or something, what you're going to find inside of a 4-to-1, a 1-to-1 balance that you buy at HRO or wherever your favorite ham radio store is a TLT, a little, basically a powdered iron toroid and some wire wrapped around it. And very simple, very easy to make, and inexpensive.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, you can make these yourself if you're crafty. And they don't have to be a toroid. They can be a straight line piece of ferrite. Ferrite's actually a little bit better than powdered iron. But it could be a straight line, and we all like that's what the ugly balun is. It's a straight line air core. Instead of having a ferrite core, it has air for a core. If you start going and moving to iron core or ferrite cores, what you end up is a better efficiency, actually. West Wire does the same thing, and the bandwidth can get really, really good too. Talking about all the way from possibly the 80-meter band all the way up into the 6-meter band with no losses. So pretty neat thing there. Anyway, nothing critical, nothing fantastic, just something we're adding in tonight. Anybody out there, any questions or comments, please come back. KF6Q.
Hey, Tom, maybe you should explain real quick like what an ugly ballon is. There may be some people out there that don't know that.
Oh, very good point there, Mike. Yeah, that is correct. Well, an ugly ballon is let's just drop the ugly thing because I think they look pretty cool. Made out of coax, a chunk of coax, typically between 16 feet long to 20 feet long. 20 feet is probably the best for the HF bands. Coiled around a 4-inch, maybe 5-inch piece of pipe, or 3-inch piece of pipe. The main thing is how long the wire, the coax is when you start. And all these TLTs actually are made out of coax or possibly a what we call a bifiler twisted set of wire, two pieces of wire twisted together, even though one's the primary, one's the secondary. Trying to get too technical there. But the ugly ballon is just that, it's a chunk of coax. And if you have a lot of coax laying around, good thing to match up your radio and kind of get things working better. We'll cover those again, as we have before, ballons and things like that on a Tech Tuesday night. But anyway, that's the ugly ballon. They call it ugly because it's so big, but it's not that ugly at all. So anybody else with questions, comments, or suggestions, please come back.
I have a little more to add to that.
Well, go right ahead there. This is KF6Q for ID on Tech Tuesday on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. Go ahead, WB6CLZ.
Having a computer in front of me, I just refreshed my memory, too. Also, another name for that is a choke ballon. And the coax that you wind around a PVC form, mine happens to be sewer pipe, the coax is about 18 to 21 feet long. That's about what you use to get a decent match on 160 through 10 meters. That pretty well covers our ugly ballon, I think.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Anyway, and the TLT was just something we thought we'd discuss out there tonight. And let's see, trying to think, Jim, KJ6KDL, I think we talked about a couple other things. Anything else you'd like to we'll just dabble on for a little bit? I have forgotten.
Join the crew. I've been in Marine Scamble. I can't even speak mode for a while. Let's see. How about, I don't know if this would just be too much for tonight because we're almost at the end of the hour. Transmission lobes off of antennas. I was wondering if that would be something to talk about, like if we do like a half wave, our major transmission lobe comes out at a certain angle, and if we're, say, out on, say, low frequency, a nice flat plane, we might want the lobe to be lower, and we might want to make a different antenna for that. Would that be too much for tonight?
Yeah, I think we could probably, you know what, why don't we cover that next week? Because I call it launch angle, and that's kind of important, and that's probably the best success, like Chris, and I know Mike out there who have excellent things happening out there with DX, and a lot of it, whether they realize it or not, is due to the launch angle, or I guess that's what I call it, off the horizon and keeping that angle low. And the way they're set up, it just naturally fell into that. But, yeah, I think we'll probably cover that on another night, but maybe we could do that next week. Yeah, that can get a little lengthy, and we are getting close to the hour. Good point, though. Maybe that's something to look forward to next week. you know, and we'll cover that. Real quick, back to you, Jim.
Okay, great. Well, I wanted to think of a topic for tonight, but next week is just as good. I don't know if everybody else has had a busy week like I did. My brain is just toast right now, so I'm ready to call it a night.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and I've been pretty busy. I think there is a lot of people. It comes and goes. And I think with the nicer weather up here in Big Bear, it's going to be a good chance to get out and do things. So that's good. Well, anyway, kind of cool. Covered a few things and actually got a little sidetracked there in propagation, but that's quite all right because that's what Tech Tuesday is all about. You know, people with questions and putting everybody together to come up with some good solutions or answers. So love the participation. That's great. And that's what we want to keep going. And that's why we do it every week. That way you don't have to worry about which day of the week it is. Which week? Is it the first week or the second week? No, it's every week. You don't have to worry about that. Just makes it sometimes a little bit rougher on us trying to put this stuff together, but that's all right. Not a problem. All right. Well, before we close, Mike, anything you want to add? And then we'll call for any other last comments or suggestions out there.
Not really, Tom, but I do have launch angle of antennas in black and white, so we won't forget that, Jim. We'll get that. That is also a very interesting topic. But we really should maybe next week continue on with TLTs, get a little bit deeper into it, I think, and maybe half on TLTs and half on launch angle of antennas. Back to you, Tom, WB6CLZ.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I mean, we've kind of skimmed the surface and shown what they do. Actually, there's the neat thing about a TLT is something you make. You can buy them, but you can make them. A couple real easy lengths of wire and a good toroid from Palomar or Amadon, and you're good to go. You can come up with 9-to-1 transformers, 16-to-1. You name it, whatever you want, 6-to-1, 4.5-to-3. I mean, I'm telling you, there's some weird, why would they be used? That's what we're going to have to probably get in detail about, but not for this evening. So anyway, a lot of neat stuff. Anybody else out there, any questions, suggestions, or comments, please come back before we close the net to KF6Q.
Go, man.
Guy, go ahead from 29 Palms, please. Go ahead.
I have been listening, and I think tonight I learned more than I learned the last few years. You're a bunch of excellent person with a lot of knowledge, and if you don't have the knowledge, you agree to it. And what you know, I do not know, and I am learning. So I thank you very much, you guys. You're a bunch of wonderful guys, and I am not sorry I joined your club years ago. Thank you very much. K60UX.
All right, Guy, appreciate that. And I got to make this note for all the listeners out there. A lot of this information, well, some of it we know because we've done research on it. And a lot of it's the research we've done just because we've already done some of these topics on other nights. A lot of this stuff, we do draw off the Internet a lot. So we're not Einsteins, but we just get some good topics going out there and rely a lot on people out there also to add in on certain topics. We've done EMP, EME, and XYZ. We've done a lot of different things, so... But, yes, we research it and try to put it in a good format and try to help people out. So that's what we've been doing. Mike, I think we've been doing over a year now. This is, March was a year, so almost into the 14th month. Appreciate it, Guy. Glad you could join us. If you can remember, check in again. Anybody else out there, any comments, questions, or suggestions, please come back.
Y'all again.
Okay, we got LAN in there, and there was somebody else out there. You're barely getting in the repeater. Let's hand it to LAN first, and then the other station out there can give it another shot. Go ahead, Bill.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, after the net. Guy, if you're still around, hang around after the net. I got another idea that I'd like to throw across at you. Thanks, Tom. KD6LAN.
Go ahead, ZM.
Okay, roger that. We just might be getting some chatter under the PL. That's not making it through there. Okay, before we close the net, anybody else out there, any suggestions, comments, or questions, please come back.
W6AWL.
Glad to hear you out there.
Thank you, A. Ken, but we did project your melodious voice, and I think Guy was on at the same time to the group at the 4x4s, and I'm heading home. So thanks much for being out there, W6AWL.
KF6Q on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater with Tech Tuesday every Tuesday, 1900 hours. Well, thanks, Art. Appreciate that. I did have some other comments also right after you there. Go ahead. Please come back. Alrighty, anybody else? Any comments, questions, or suggestions before we close the net? Please come back.
KI6IQA, is this thing working?
Okay, Kelly, yeah, I thought I heard you out there. Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I met a new ham in the store today. Noticed my HT, KJ6MFOJ, and was just going to tell him that if he's out there listening, hop in and say hello and join the group. KS6IQA. Thanks, Tom.
Marty, could be Jay was at one of our test sessions a while back. Not sure if that's the same Jay. Tall, skinny guy?
He was trying to upgrade general, I think, the month that you missed because of the weather. So I imagine he'll probably be out there chomping at the bit to try this month, hopefully. Anyway, pretty tall guy, maybe I'm going to say mid-30s, but he was very enthusiastic and boy, it's like you find out somebody else is a ham. You don't even have to do a background search. They're your friend immediately. So it was refreshing. KI6IQA.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't hear him out there. But, yeah, I do remember we had him as actually got his test, came through in January. And, I know he was really trying to get in there to general, and he's been working hard at that. So I know we'll see him at the end of this month. And good guy. He's also got some friends over there in Running Springs area. I think he had another guy there. So glad to see he's out and about. Yeah, was very enthusiastic when he got his license. Good to hear. So, Arnie, before we close the net, anybody else out there, any comments, questions, or suggestions? Please come back to KF6Q. Alrighty, well, I think we've covered it all for this evening, and I do appreciate everybody being out there. QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday Net. Closing the net. Well, let's see here. What time is it? It is 2000 hours and 4 minutes on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. Returning the repeater to normal use. I really want to thank everybody else for listening in out there. Appreciate all the participation and help. And like I said, we're always open to emails. If you come up with a thought or an idea, like something that maybe we ought to run up the flagpole and see if it waves, send us an email, send me an email at KF6Q, Kilo Foxtrot 6 Quebec, KF6Q at ARRL.net, or Mike, WB6CLZ at ARRL.net. Appreciate it, and thanks for all the help for everybody out there. This is KF6Q, and we'll all be clear. Standing by.